It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today we have internet couple, a majorly loved couple, Kay and Tay Dudley, on to talk all about their choice to share so much about Kay's health journey with lupus, about their new protein bar, and about how they remain as positive and optimistic as they do. I have to say, I spent yesterday evening looking at your guys' Instagram and all of your videos, and it just made me so joy-filled. You guys are so happy all the time. Is that really how you guys are?
I mean, we're humans. So, I mean, we have our moments and our hard times, of course. And I mean, some of that is shared in our content as well, but we really do try to be very authentic and just show like the most exciting part of our day typically.
Yeah.
That is how it is like 95% of the time.
Yeah.
Just very happy. We don't like to share bad things, but we do like to keep it real. And so if there is something hard going on in our life, then I mean, I'm a crier. I will cry. I'm not going to like hide it. You know, I will share it. I find that our followers really, they like to share everything. So
I think we just try to live by like a kind of a positive mindset. Like I'm fasting right now. And I don't know if you've ever done like intermittent fasting. But in the morning, you want nothing more than something to eat. And I find myself romanticizing my black coffee. Because, you know, you're allowed to have black coffee. And so I'm like over there by the Nespresso, looking at the different flavors of the black coffee. And I'm like, this one's going to be so good, knowing it's going to be disgusting. And it's going to be...
That's kind of our motto, I think, is just in life and in content, is really just romanticizing all of life's moments, even if it's the smallest, most insignificant thing. It's still your life and you only have one. So we really try to like embrace it all and enjoy all of it.
And where did this start? I mean, obviously you guys have grown a huge following and a big fan base of people loving all the things that you're doing and the things that you're creating and also just the energy that you're putting out there. But where and how did this start for both of you?
It kind of like, obviously, and I feel like this is probably the case with a lot of creators probably, but we didn't plan any of this. We weren't trying to make it a job. We weren't trying to even make viral content. It was really just a hobby that Tay and I enjoyed doing together because he's an engineer. That's what his job was, but he also really loved video editing. And he would video edit for like my younger brothers and my older daughter. They would all make this video every single holiday, whether it was like Thanksgiving or Christmas. It kind of depended on which one we went to my parents' house for. But they would always make this home movie. And it was like 7 or 8 years of making this movie. And one of the time that we started the videos was the end of 2021. Mm-hmm. And it was after our Christmas trip. And Tay was just like excited about how he had just edited this movie and he had gotten really good at editing. He was like, we should edit a video. So we decided to film our 13-hour drive back to Alabama, where we lived at the time. And we were going to do it in like 13 seconds and then post it on my TikTok, which I had only had for like 3 months, by the way, because I was about 10 years older than my coworker and she had TikTok and she was 19 or 20 or something. And she was like, you have to get TikTok. I want to send you memes. It's so fun. And I was like, I don't know. I did not want to get TikTok, but I got it. And it's kind of crazy that it all started from my dental assistant coworker wanting me to get TikTok. And then we just shared it on there and it got, I think, 3 views. And I'm pretty sure that was like our family.
Yeah, and that was probably clicking.
Yeah, we probably watched it ourselves.
But after that, it's the end of the year. And January 1st, we always do a resolution. We try to think up something and it's kind of just something really fun. And we actually try to stick to it. And we had a really fun time doing that first video. And we were like, well, let's do a video every day and it'll be our hobby. And we'll just make something every day and post it on TikTok. And so we started January 1st and we posted every single day. And on December 31st, we had gone from the 3 views, 0 followers to, I think we hit like 1 million followers right before midnight on that first year.
Like 1 year exactly. So kind of incredible. It was really cool.
After that, I mean, a lot of that at first was like just trends and little funny sounds and stuff. And that's where we started to niche into what our content is now, which is kind of how you describe. It's just fun moments that maybe make you joy filled or maybe make you feel something. I don't know. I try to put the emotion that we're feeling into the video. So if it's a sad video, I'm hoping that you are on the journey and like feel it. And if it's a happy video, I'm hoping you also feel the joy from it. So that's kind of like my side of it. And a lot of it's just like, I like to say 80s, 90s, like camcorder dad. So, you know, the dad's like walking around at the birthday party with the camera.
That's kind of
our content style. Like it's just me walking around, whatever we're doing, that's what I'm videotaping and we're posting. And I think it's great. Yeah, there's like no expectation from our audience. They just love to watch whatever. And that's really nice too, because you don't have to perform. You can just kind of be yourself every day.
At what point do you guys decide like, okay, we're going to be sharing more of our private or personal life versus keeping it kind of on the surface? Because you guys do share a lot from your relationship to your day-to-day life, to your kids, to pregnancy, to health issues. So there's a lot of life that you're sharing that isn't necessarily glamorous and happy all the time, but it's very real. So was that like a clear decision that you made, or did that just happen?
Yeah, I think it kind of just happened over time. We still to this day don't share everything. There's plenty of things that we don't talk about, but especially if it's something that we feel like someone could benefit from, like for example, Kay's health journey, we enjoy being able to speak so openly about it because other people are struggling with mystery diseases or autoimmune diseases that they feel they're underrepresented or they feel like they're not validated. And so being able to hear from another person like, hey, I went through that same thing for 6 years and I finally got my diagnosis and I have that validation now, that helps a lot of people.
That would have been so helpful for me. And so sometimes whenever we're thinking about like the video we're going to share, I always try to imagine I'm the person watching it. Like, is this something that I'm going to relate to? Is this something that I'm going to benefit from hearing? And I want people to know that we're real. I mean, we've had success and we're definitely not the same Kay and Tay we were 4 years ago. So for the people that have been on the journey when we were in our tiny little apartment and had nothing, it is different. And we've lost people who think they don't like that. We've found success. But for the most part, everyone is just so happy to be on the journey. And we really do try to just share all of life's moments and hope that it resonates with people. Hope that we are helping other mothers, other parents not feel alone, whether it's pregnancy struggles or toddler having two under two, you know, whatever it may be. Yeah. So we just, obviously we have privacy. We don't share everything. I don't think it would be mentally healthy for us to share everything. We have to have some of it to ourselves, right? But we do try to be very honest and open with our followers.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.
What do you think it was that really allowed you guys to find the success that you've found as a couple? Because there are plenty of couples that are sharing their lives and that are talking about what they're doing, but it doesn't seem to land in the way that it has for you guys, and also drawn the big fan base that it has and the following and just like the overall interest in what you guys are going to post next. Do you feel like there's a specific thing that you guys put out there that has really connected with people in a unique way?
Yeah, I think at least this is my opinion, and maybe your opinion is different. I feel like that idea that there's no expectation, We didn't start our growing our following by doing big elaborate stunts with popping a billion balloons in a pregnancy reveal or something. I don't know. We didn't do anything elaborate and huge like that. And so there's never been an expectation from our followers to want something like that. And so simply seeing our day in an organic way, in a natural way, whatever's happening that day is something that's what this group of people are here to see. They don't care that it's not this perfect flashy moment and it's just whatever we're seeing in that day. And I think maybe that's something that's a little different from a lot of the other creators.
And I mean, this is just, again, my opinion, but I think a lot of other, and this isn't just couples, just creators in general, they are heavily inspired by other creators. They take a lot of inspiration, sometimes even copying.
Yeah.
And I think something that is different with us is that we don't do trends. We don't do anything off of any, like we don't take anything that we're doing and get inspo from other people. We're literally just sharing us and like our life. And I think people enjoy seeing that because it's different. It's not just a dance trend video or trying to be somebody that we're not. But also I agree with you. I feel like people just really, they enjoy watching anything. They want to be on the journey. I think that has, when we started sharing more, like he said, we did used to do trend videos in the very beginning, little silly skits and stuff. But once we started sharing more about, we actually used our voices. I think it was like 7 or 8 months before we ever even used our voices on camera. And once we started doing that, that's when we started seeing people were like, wait, I want to like follow along this, you know, the story or whatever it was that we were sharing at the time. And now people are just along for the ride. They feel like family to us. It's like having a community. And yeah, there's no like pressure to have to perform.
What has been the most surprising or not even rewarding, I guess, just eye-opening experience that you guys have had as a response from followers or people who follow you that has surprised you with all that you share? You have the ability to connect with so many people, and obviously people respond to your content. Has there been a moment or moments where you've been like, oh, wow, I didn't expect to connect with someone or have that impact on people in that way?
I mean, for me, I feel like obviously you get unsolicited advice being online. I mean, that's just expected. You're going to have tons of people that are telling you you're doing everything wrong as a mom. But I do feel like on the flip side of that, I have learned so much, even though this is my third time around. Like I still feel like I question certain things. Like my youngest had dairy issues at the time. We didn't know. We just were like, what's going on? All my babies have been great babies and she cries all the time. What's wrong? And the amount of support and moms online that were like sending me things that they were suggesting, this is what it could be. You should really ask your doctor about it. That's just like one scenario. When she was breached, they were like, go see a chiropractor. And like, that would have been enough. I never would have thought to do anything like that. I've never even been to a chiropractor before pregnancy. So I do feel like because we have a great community on there, we do have a lot of support and tips and advice that is really appreciated, that we really enjoy getting to read those. I mean, we do read our DMs. A lot of people probably think we don't, but we do. We'll go through every day and try to reply to as many as we can.
That's awesome. You guys obviously work together. You're in a relationship together. You're parenting together. You're creating together. How do you guys not get into the kind of like work partner mode and keep your relationship alive? Like, do you guys have routines? Do you guys have things that you implement into your daily or weekly life to stay connected as a couple?
Yeah, I think our main thing is we treat it like a 9-to-5, even though it isn't. And so from 9:30, wait, it's not really 9-to-5, but from 9:30 to 6, that's like our work hours. So editing, getting things done that we need to do, whether it's meetings or whatever, that's where we do that. And then the time before and after that, that's just us. That's our time where we're not filming anything. We're not doing anything on the social world. I mean, every now and then, like if we're traveling or something, it might dip into that. But yeah, that idea that this is work and then this isn't is something that's really helped. What else?
I mean, going off of what he said, this is kind of a little more recently that we started doing this, but we try to get into a show together. And each night after we put the kids to bed, we just like cuddle and watch a show and order dinner or make dinner or whatever. And we also sometimes will like find a new recipe and make it together after the girls go to bed. So we always try to have the evenings be just me and him and hang out for a few hours before we go to bed. We're not super big on getting out of the house. We're both kind of homebodies, but when we are on a trip or have somebody offer to babysit, we always try to take advantage of that and go on a date and like make it an excuse to get dressed up and everything.
Do you feel like you guys have been able to maintain good boundaries with work life versus private life?
Oh, yeah. I think, honestly, with this job, there's moments where you're like crunching and you're doing a lot of work, but you have the freedom to do nothing if you wanted to in a day. So I feel like it's a blessing, especially with Kay's health issues, where there could be a day where we just don't feel it and we don't do anything in that day. And maybe I edit something up and I clip something together and like that's our work for the day. I think that's really helpful. And another thing is like, as far as the filming goes, a lot of people think we film all day, every day, but it's just little snippets. You know, I might film a minute in the morning and then a minute at noon and then a minute at 3. At the end of the day, I've probably filmed 10 minutes of footage. So yeah, I think that also helps the work-life balance because it is just, it can be as demanding as we want it to be. I say trips again because we do put ourselves into scenarios where we're doing big brand collabs or something and like those are long days. But other than that, I mean, we can take slow days. Like today's a slow day.
Yeah.
Yesterday was a slow day.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We kind of have the freedom to make our own schedule, and it is nice, like he said, with my health to be able to do that. And it helps us. It allows us to have balance, like making it a 9:30 to 6 and being done. That helps us balance a lot with our outside of social media life. I don't even scroll on social media. I'm probably the least, what is the word I'm looking for? Informed about trends, because I literally don't get on social media like almost at all. Really, Instagram's my main source of entertainment if I'm going to scroll on anything, but I haven't been on TikTok in over a year. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even open it. I feel like I balance it pretty well. He does a lot of the editing and everything, so he has to do a little bit more. He posts on social media and I don't post on it. So he does a little more social media than I do, but we're able to balance it by keeping it within certain hours of the day.
You guys have been mentioning, of course, your health and being open about that. Was that a conscious choice that you guys decided to do, to be open about your health? Because obviously that requires being very vulnerable and open about something that's a private subject for most people. And what has that been like for you to be so open about it?
Yeah. So I started having symptoms when I was like 27. So it's been years. And when I first started talking about it, I think I mentioned it. I didn't really talk about it a lot because I didn't have a diagnosis. And so I didn't feel like I had, I felt like I couldn't say like, oh, hey, something's wrong with me. But by the way, I don't even know what it is. So I didn't really talk about it a lot until it was after my pregnancy with Ellie. And then I started explaining, like, because that's whenever my symptoms got way worse. And I was like, you know, this is getting really bad. And people are wondering why I'm always laying on the couch. People are like saying, oh, she's lazy or this or that. And like, we really should just be like to open and talk about it. Because honestly, it's going to help somebody, because I was feeling so scared and didn't have anybody to go to or look to that was going through the same thing. So that's when we started sharing it, and we shared about it, all the testing and everything, and then the diagnosis. And then this year specifically, this month is when it started, but I really wanted to get more involved with lupus.org and just start having more conversations about lupus and how isolating it can feel. I mean, even just being a mom can feel isolating, but then you throw autoimmune disease on top of that and people don't understand, because you look fine, that you're not really fine. And the amount of people that have come to me, by the way, there are so many people in the world with autoimmune conditions, it's insane. But the amount of people that have DM'd us or even just come up to us, like we see people, anytime we're out, we get stopped and they'll come to us and say, I am just so thankful that you shared about your lupus journey, about your health problems, like so many people. And I never will regret that, because even though it is scary and it's vulnerable and I do get mean comments still, it's worth it because other people are not feeling alone.
That must be such an amazing feeling to be able to have someone say like, I feel less alone in my journey because of something that you chose to be vulnerable and open about, which was like just a choice of yours.
I just feel like somebody has to do it. If I'm going to have lupus, I just feel like I was given lupus for a reason. And I feel like that reason is to talk more about it and be somebody that other people can look to so they don't feel alone. That's kind of how I have to look at it.
I want to talk about your bar because that's a big part of obviously what you guys are doing. And my mom and my brother started a bar as well. And it's so much work. Like it is a lot of work. It's a huge time commitment. It's a big financial commitment. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of time. What has that been like for you to have that be part of your business and passion that goes along with it?
Yeah, it's a lot more work than we thought initially, but we're sticking with it.
We just ate
a couple while I was waiting. But yes, it is a lot of work, but it's rewarding. It's like a personal reward, not financial. I'm not rewarded really financial. I haven't profited any.
But it all goes back into
hay. But it is rewarding just to create something like that from raw ingredients, more or less, into this bar and this brand and this brand story and this vision. And it's really fun. I love that it's like tied into Kay's personal health journey and it's tied into our lifestyle itself. So it's not just like a product that I have to talk about. It's like something that I want to talk about, if that makes sense. I'm really proud of it. I'm really excited about it. And I think Kay is too.
No, I'm very excited. I feel like it's so hard to find food that I feel comfortable giving my babies, my toddler. And there was a period of time like 6 months ago where Ellie was just not acting herself. Like she was like tantrums. It was just not the Ellie we knew. And we realized, what if it's the red dye 40? We were looking at some of the snacks and we feed her, I mean, pretty healthy, but there's a lot of ingredients and stuff that you wouldn't even know would have bad things in them. And I started looking into the packages a lot closer and we completely cut out dyes. Within, I think it takes a few weeks to come out of your system completely, but within a few weeks, she was like a new child. Mind-blowing to me. Because I really didn't, it's not that I didn't believe that it was possible for people to react to it, but you don't really know until you see it. And when I saw that, I was like, that is crazy. Never again. I don't even want to eat it, you know? So she's been perfectly fine since then. But that's a big reason why I wanted the bars to be, I wanted everyone to be able to enjoy them, including children. So we didn't want it to be really hard where they can't chew them. We wanted the ingredients to feel safe and everybody be able to pronounce them. And we also wanted them to taste good. And I think that it's a very challenging thing to make a bar within the restraints of being vegan, dairy-free, gluten-free.
The top nine allergens. Soy-free.
We don't sweeten with sugar alcohols. We don't use stevia. So there's like all of these things. You can't even sweeten with honey if you're vegan. If you're going to a vegan bar, you can't even use honey, which is like natural and would be a great option to sweeten it with. But we really wanted everyone to be able to enjoy it. So we kept it vegan. And when you're trying to make it sweeter, but not make the sugar higher, like you, it's like Jenga. You have to take out when you put something in, like you have to remove something. So it's been probably the most challenging thing I've done work-wise in my life, but it's been the most, like so much fun getting to see what the vision was come to life. It's been so cool.
How has it been for your guys' relationship to go through all of that, the development of that bar?
I can do anything with Kay. We could start a brand. We could go live on a boat. I don't care. Like, I just have a good time.
I was asking, how do you work together every day and still hate each other? I'm like, I don't know. Honestly, that's probably why we got married, because we were just best friends. So,
but honestly, I like trust Kay's opinion on everything. And so like, if I see Kay light up because something looks good, I don't even have an opinion anymore. Kay was locked in on this. Like, she's got it. So you would think, oh, well, you're business partners, so you're constantly battling how the angle or the direction or all that. But it's like, no.
No, he very much gives me the floor. He's like, you're the one that's on the aesthetics. Like, what do you think? We don't argue about it. Mm-hmm. He has his lane. I have my lane.
Yeah, I do the content. I find the videos that we're going to make. And Kay helps me with those. And she does her. And it just works.
It's fun. It's been really fun just getting into another hobby together. And I'm like,
it is expensive though. I mean, we've put a lot of money into it. It's expensive. It's like a really, just our most expensive hobby we've ever done.
We're really trying to go with no investors right now.
Yeah,
we have to see how far we can go.
We're turning down investors because we want to keep equity. And so you can imagine how expensive that would be to push, you know, make 100,000 bars in this new factory and all this stuff.
Yeah. Then you talk about the factories on site making the bars when they're being manufactured. So then you have to hope that everything
else. Yeah.
Yeah, that they care. I mean, nobody's going to care about your product as much as you do. So they're just working in there. And I'm like, are they making sure that it looks this way or feel like the bar is not too dry or not too oily? Like, there's all these things. And I just wish I could be there, like, doing it myself.
Just do each step.
I would just do it myself, but I just don't have the bandwidth to do that. But yeah, it's been so much fun. We're having a great time, and I'm just so excited to see where Hey New is in a year. I think it's really gonna take off once we really get the wheels rolling a little bit more.
Yeah,
that's awesome. It's an exciting time in the development of it for you guys. And also, like, as you said, it's a lot. It's such a big undertaking. And I feel like nobody goes into it realizing what a big undertaking it is in all areas. And obviously you guys have so many other things going on too that kind of go into it, making it, for most people listening, they might think, oh, that sounds like it can be really stressful, but it seems like you guys are...
Oh, it's stressful.
Oh, it's stressful, but it's not like we don't direct the stress and anger
towards each other.
We're happy to unify our anger and point it towards someone else.
Use that stress to figure out, like, okay, how are we going to fix this? If there's like an issue, I don't know. Like he said, we don't point it towards each other. So like we're working really well with each other, but it's like still very hard. It's very stressful.
Yeah,
way harder than I expected going into it. And you'd be surprised how many people like don't like things that you would like. People are so opinionated. Not everybody likes this.
Especially in the protein bar space.
Oh my gosh.
And they have their opinions.
Because it's like, it's a health bar. It's a better for you bar. It's not going to taste like a candy bar. A lot of people think it's going to taste like a candy bar. So then they're automatically like, this is terrible. Well, guys, it's not a Snickers. Like,
yeah.
Be realistic, please. It's healthy for you. You're getting nutrients from 21 fruits and vegetables, okay?
Yeah, that's amazing. It seems like also you guys just have an overall sense of positivity from both of you that I feel like works really well together and allows you guys to work well. Is there, both of you obviously come from different backgrounds and now work together and live your life together, but is there anything you would say allows you guys to have the level of positivity and optimism about life in all areas?
I mean, like how we were raised, is that what you're saying? Or
no, just like in your daily life, whether it's people speaking negatively in your comment section or being discouraged about making a bar or just life in general, the bumps along the way, like how do you guys maintain the level of positivity and optimism about everything and then also with each other?
That is a good question. I mean, it's like a core value. The whole idea of like, change the angle to you know, spin it positive in any way possible. It sounds like I would say easier said than done, but you just do that with all aspects and it becomes very natural. In the same way that our content, people are like, how do you know when to pull the phone out? It's like, I just know, like I do this every day, like all day long. So I just kind of know. Yeah, when it comes to hard things, it's like the coffee. I hate not eating in the morning, but man, I'm gonna look down at those different types of Nespresso pods and act like I'm making an awesome decision right now.
This is the most optimistic man you'll ever meet. I'm gonna say he will make anything negative a positive.
Sometimes she's annoyed,
and I'm not that way. I'm very much like, I am a stressor. I have anxiety, like diagnosed, have to take medication, have really bad anxiety, and I will be so worked up about something and Tate's just like, it's not even a big deal. Like, he makes everything feel less stressful. And that's probably why we just balance each other.
Kay likes to say, if I don't look stressed, then she probably doesn't have to be stressed right
now. If he's fine, then I'm like, I'm fine. Yeah. But if he's stressed, that's when you know it's not good.
Yeah.
But I know it's like, it goes back to the beginning of our conversation where, you know, we talked about us romanticizing everything about our lives. Like, we really do only have one life. So we both really try to just make everything not as bad as it. Like, there's people, like, it's like that. What does that mean? It's like, there's people dying, Kim. Like, there's worse things that are probably, like, everybody's going through something. And there's people out there that are having it way harder than we are. And we're so blessed. We get to work with each other every day. We get to be at home with our babies every day. There really could be worse things happening. And I always have to remind myself of that, because it's like you can't just complain because your steak is too juicy.
Lobster is too buttery.
We have it good right now. And we're so blessed. And I just try to remind myself that all the time.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. This was such a fun conversation. Good luck with your bar endeavors and your health and all the amazing things that you guys are putting out there. It's so great, and it's definitely contagious when you're viewing your content. So well done.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for having us.
Of course. Thank you.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.